flames and all the hosts of the heavens. Thank you for the earth. Thank you for the mountains, the hills, the valleys, the ridges, the canyons, and all the terrain features. Thank you for the seas and all the hosts that are in the seas. We thank you for mankind. Thank you for your mercies. We thank you have seen us through the year 2017. We bless your holy name. Thank you for your people that are gathered here this morning. We are here for a purpose. We come to fellowship around thy word. Lord Jesus, even as we are here, we ask that you forgive us. If we have done anything wrong, contrary to your word, whether in thought, in word, or in action, we ask that you forgive us. Pray, Lord, that you inspire us this morning. Inspiration from above, the unction of the Holy Spirit to help us. Come, minister unto us. Lord Jesus, you made a promise in your word that wherever two or three are gathered in your name, there in their midst you will be. We know, Lord, that you keep your word. You do not fail. You have never failed and will. You have never failed and will never fail. We just invite your presence to come help us this morning. Thank you for Brother Elijah. Thank you for the congregation here. Pray, Lord, that you bless them, keep them in thy word. For thy word is truth. We just surrender our lives into your hand as we wait upon thee. Let your Holy Spirit come to minister unto us. Thank you, Father, we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm happy to be with you this morning. Hallelujah. To worship the Lord Jesus Christ with you. Hallelujah. I want to wish all of you a happy new year in advance. If I don't get to talk to you outside when the service is over, I want to wish you all a happy new year. Amen. I don't want to keep you standing too long. I'd like to read from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. The 12th chapter. Matthew chapter 12, we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 8. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungered, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have you not read what David did when he was anhungered, and they that were with him? How he entered into the house of God, and did eat shewbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. Let us pray again. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the reading of your word. We ask you to help us, pray for inspiration. Pray you take a hold of my voice, Lord Jesus, and just use this vessel to bring glory and honor to your holy name. Bless your people as they be seated. Pray, Lord, that inspiration will come and fill us all. Grant it, Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Again, I want to say I'm happy to be here with you. Amen. The Bible says I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I believe that every Christian is happy when we go, when we come into the house of the Lord. It's a privilege. Amen. We have just read here what the Bible says, Jesus speaking. He said, have you not read what David did when he was unhungered? How he entered into the house of the Lord. Amen. And that's what I want to take as a title today. He said, have you not read what David did when he was unhungered? Amen. How he entered into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. When we gather here, we are gathered for a purpose. Amen. Everything has a meaning. Amen. Amen. Everything in this world has a meaning. When a man comes and stands behind the pulpit and begins to speak, amen, he has to speak. The Bible says if he does not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in him. Amen. When a man speaks according to the word of God, then there is light in him. Amen. Amen. When Moses came to Israel, he spoke the word of God. Amen. When he was on the backside of the desert, the light of God came down. Amen. He saw the fire of God burning, and that light anointed him. Amen. And he came and he spoke according to the word of God. Amen. And if any man does not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in him. Amen. If there is light in me, I will speak according to the word of God. Amen. If I do not speak according to this word, then there is no light in me. Amen. But I'm praying that God will shine his light on me this morning and will shine his light on you. Amen. To speak according to the word of God. Amen. When the apostle Paul came, he spoke according to the word of God because there was light in him. Amen. On his road to Damascus, the pillar of fire came down. Amen. And when he was questioned by King Agrippa, he said at midday, in the middle of the day, amen, he said above the brightness of the sun, the great light came and anointed him. That's why he spoke according to the word of God. Amen. When Brother Branham came, he spoke according to the word of God. Because he was anointed by the same pillar of fire that anointed Moses, that anointed St. Paul. And every messenger of God down through the ages, they spoke according to the word of God. Amen. And with the help of God, that's what we want to do this morning. Amen. To speak according to the word of God. Amen. The Pharisees came and questioned the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew, the 12th chapter that we have read. The Bible says at that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were unhungered and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, have ye not read what David did when he was anhungered, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread? Amen. Now, Brother Branham said that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he preached the message, the flashing red light sign of his coming, hallelujah, he took the scripture where the Bible, he referenced the scripture where the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Amen. As it was in the days of Lot. Hallelujah. He said Jesus was quoting the Bible there. Amen. When the Lord Jesus Christ said, as it was in the days of Noah. And Brother Branham said that the Lord Jesus Christ read the same Bible that we are reading now. Amen. Hallelujah. And it thrills my heart to know that I am reading what the Lord Jesus Christ read. Amen. I don't want to read in my life anything that the Lord Jesus Christ did not read. Amen. Any magazine that he did not look at, I don't want to look at it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he read the same Bible that we are reading. Amen. Hallelujah. He said as it were, When Brother Branham preached that message, the flashing red light sign of his coming, he said, if the Lord Jesus Christ read the same Bible that we're reading, he said, it behooves us to go back and see what happened in the days of Noah. Congregation to Genesis, the sixth chapter. Amen? And here in the book of Matthew, when I was reading that, the thought came upon me also, the Lord Jesus said, have you not read? Amen? What David did. Hallelujah. So let us read what David did. Let's see 1 Samuel, the 21st chapter, before we go further. The 21st chapter of 1 Samuel. Amen. 1st chapter. It says, verse 1, I'm going to read the first few verses there. It says, then came David to Nob, to Ahimelech. Then came David to Nob to Ahimelech the priest. And Ahimelech was afraid at the meeting of David, and said unto him, why art thou alone, and no man with thee? And David said unto Ahimelech the priest, the king hath commanded me a business, and had said unto me, let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send thee, and what I have commanded thee. And I have appointed my servants to such and such a place. Now therefore, what is under thine hand? He said, give me 5 loaves of bread in mine hand, or what is there present? And the priest answered David and said, there is no common bread under mine hand, but there is hallowed bread. Amen. He said, if the young men have kept themselves at least from women. And David answered the priest and said unto him, of a truth, women have been kept from us about these 3 days since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner common, yea, though it were sanctified this day in the vessel. So the priest gave him hallowed bread, for there was no bread there but the show bread that was taken from before the Lord, to put hot bread in the day when it was taken away. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the word of God. Amen. Amen. Jesus tried to tell the Pharisees, tried to point them to the scripture. Amen. He said, have you not read what David did? Hallelujah. How David entered into the house of the Lord. Now, Brother Branham said, he said, the Bible is inspired. Amen. He said, no matter how little, just every little scripture has such an outstanding thing in the script, in the great picture, every little scripture. Amen. Amen. All of it, every word is inspired. And on that hangs the destination of souls. For it's the word of the immortal and eternal God. Amen. Amen. The word of God is eternal. And the word of God is inspired. Amen. Upon the word of God hangs the destination of souls. Every word of God. The little things matter. Amen. Every little thing matters in the scripture. Amen. If the Bible says repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, it matters. Amen. Hallelujah. Every scripture matters. Because it's the word of God. Amen. Amen. My subject this morning, with the help of God, it says, have you heard? Have you not read what David did when he was unhungered? Now I looked up the word hungry in the dictionary. Amen. It says to feeling or displaying the need for food. Amen. Having a strong desire or craving, to be eager or keen, longing or yearning for something, to feel a powerful desire for something. Yes. Amen. You long for something. You yearn for, you desire, you want, wish for, hunger for, yes, or thirst. You sigh or pine for or hanker after something. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Pharisees were desiring something. Amen. Hallelujah. Today the world is desiring something. Amen. When Israel was in Egypt, they were under slavery. Hallelujah. They were hungering. They wanted to be free. Amen. They don't want to be bound. Hallelujah. They want to be free, to be liberated. Amen. They need an emancipator. Hallelujah. They've been in bondage for many, many years. Hallelujah. But if you long to be free, amen, God has a way for you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to be delivered from whatever situation you find yourself in, God's got a way.
Amen.
Amen. And that way is Christ. Amen. Brother Branham said there is only one way. Only one. One way provided by God for anything. Amen. If you want healing, God's got a way, and that way is Christ. And Christ is the word. Amen. If we want salvation, God's got a way. When Israel was in Egypt, God's got a way. Amen. And they hungered and they were thirsting. They were not slaves before. Amen. But now they found themselves in that condition. And God came down with a mighty hand. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is able to do the more exceeding abundantly above all that we do ask or think. Amen. Amen. He can do more than what we can anticipate. God can do more than what we can think about or try to figure out. Amen. And he's got a way to deliver his children. Amen. And when they were hungering for righteousness, God came down. Amen. He said, I have heard the groaning of my people. I have seen their afflictions. I know their sorrows. I remember my promise, and I am come down to deliver them with a mighty hand. Amen. That same God is the God that we serve this morning. Amen. The Bible says he is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. God cares for us. God cares for you. Amen. He cares for everybody. Amen. He even cares for the Pharisees. Amen. They were coming to question the word of God. Amen. They were longing for something. But the devil was pointing them to question the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They were thirsting for righteousness. Hallelujah. But they went about it. They tried to achieve it the wrong way. Amen. And when the devil makes a man question the word of God, that man is going the wrong way. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ was trying to redirect their thinking. Amen. To send them back to the word. Amen. He said, have you not read what David did? Amen. When David was hungry, amen, he did not question the word of God. Amen. When David was thirsting, amen, he did not find fault with the word of God. A lot of people, when they are thirsty and they are hungry, like this Pharisee, they found fault with the pastor, they found fault with the pastor's wife or the pastor's family. Amen. And these Pharisees were finding fault with the pastor, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The great shepherd of the flock. Amen. They found fault with the disciples, the brothers, and the sisters. There's something wrong. Amen. When you are thirsty, the Lord Jesus says, look at what David did. Amen. He said, have you not read what David did when he was an hungered? Amen. How he entered into the house of the Lord. That's what we need to do as Christians. Everything that you have need of, look at the scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't complain. When Israel was delivered from Egypt, hallelujah, and they started going to the wilderness, hallelujah, the scripture that we read here, when David came to that priest, David was in some of the most difficult points in time in his life. Amen. He was in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Saul was seeking after him to kill him. Amen. Hallelujah. He could not go to the Philistines. He defeated Goliath. Amen. He was an enemy to the Philistines. Saul was seeking after him. He was in the wilderness. Hallelujah. But David had the right mental attitude toward the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. In his afflictions, when he was in distress, he thought about going to the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. He did not find fault with the preacher. Amen. He did not find fault with the priest. He wanted to see where God was. Amen. He was longing and thirsting and said, let us go. He had some guys with him, some henchmen. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And when he went to the house of the Lord, God's got a priest there for him. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord God Almighty has the Lord Jesus Christ for us. Amen. When we have need, when we are thirsting. Amen. But Israel, when they came out of Egypt, they are in need. Hallelujah. The mountains on either side and the Red Sea before them. Pharaoh's army was coming behind them. Hallelujah. And they started to murmur and complain and find fault with the servants of God. Amen. They sent this Moses, the pastor. Hallelujah. And that's what the devil would like to do. Amen. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, look at what David did. Amen. He did not put blame on anybody because of what he was going through. He was spiritual. Amen. And that's why we should be as Christians. We should look at the scripture. Everything that was written before times, was written for our admonition and for our learning. Amen. So we can look at the scripture, amen, and find consolation from the scripture. Our inspiration comes from the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus told the Pharisees, and in another, he says, search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. They testify of me. Amen. Hallelujah. And when Israel was there, they did not know what to do. Hallelujah. And they started murmuring and complaining. But thank God there was somebody there that knew what to do. Amen. There was a prophet of God. Amen. Somebody that had met God. Somebody that did not complain. Amen. Somebody that could go to the house of the Lord and speak to the Lord. Amen. And God answered him back. Amen. So why are you crying? Speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, have you not read what David did when David was unhungered? When he was hungry. When he was thirsting. Amen. He wanted to leave. He entered into the house of the Lord. When he went into the house of the Lord, he met a priest. God got somebody there to witness for him. Amen. Amen. And God's got somebody today to witness for him. And that's the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. He said, God has never been without a witness. Amen. God, this is Brother Branham, I'm reading from the Message Witnesses. He said, God has never been without a witness. He said, I want you to get this real close. God has never at any time been without a witness on earth. Amen. He said he has always had at least one man he could put his hands on. Said, that's my witness. Amen. He said it comes down to one man, one time. And Job was his only witness. And Abraham in the land. But God had a witness. Somebody is going to witness for God somewhere. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Today, this morning, there were many churches. Yeah. Amen. A lot of people today gathered in many churches. Some parts of the world, people have already gathered. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. But God's got witnesses somewhere. Amen. Amen. Some people will witness for the church. Some people would witness for the denomination. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. But God's always got witnesses, people that will witness the word of God. Amen. When David went to the temple, there was a priest there. He said, I don't have common bread here. Right. Amen. I don't have creeds. Amen. He was a real man of God. Amen. He did not have the traditions of men. Right. Amen. In the temple of God. He said, the only thing I have here is hallowed bread. Amen. Bread that is sanctified. Yes. Amen. That is consecrated. Yes. Amen. For the service of God. Amen. Many churches this morning, you go there, you'll find some of them creeds, some of them traditions of men. And those traditions make the word of God without effect. Amen. But when we can take the traditions of man away out of the sin, amen, we'll find the word of God is quick. The word of God is alive and powerful. Amen. That word of God can transform our lives. Amen. If you only take, hallelujah, the frustrations of men away, we take man's questionings of the word of God. Amen. We find the word of God is alive. Amen. And powerful. Amen. Amen. He said, have you not read what David did? This is what David did. He went to the house of the Lord. And that witness of God said, I have hallowed bread. And this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ is that hallowed bread. Amen. Amen. That's who we need. God gives us our need. God gives us our desire. He knew what the Pharisees needed. Amen. Hallelujah. And Brother Branham said, he said, the Jews One day we are standing there drinking water and rejoicing and talking about the manna they ate in the wilderness. He said, and Jesus stood in the midst of the people, St. John 6, and cried in the feast. And they said, why? Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness. And he said, they are everyone dead. He said, but I am the bread of life that come from God out of heaven. Amen. Amen. The tree of life from the Garden of Eden, if you wish. He said, I am the bread of life from heaven. And if a man eats this bread and drinks this blood, drinks my blood and eats my flesh, has everlasting life. And I raise him up at the last day. Amen. This is from the message Israel and the church. He said, he was that rock that was in the wilderness. He was the manna that was in the wilderness. He was the showbread in the temple. Oh, he was the waters in Jordan. Glory, he was the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Amen. It was he that was, which is, and shall come. He was before there was a world. He'll be when there is no world. The root and offspring of David, the morning star, the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon. He said, hallelujah. Both roots and offspring of David. Hallelujah. Before David, in David, and after David. Glory. Amen. He said, I believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. Amen. He was more than a prophet. Amen. He was more than a good man. Amen. He was God in veil in flesh. Amen. God in Christ. Reconciling the world to himself. Amen. That's who he was. He said, we'll get into that in a few nights. Who he was. Amen. That's the showbread. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. And he was trying to point this religious people. He said, have you not read what David did when David was unhungered? Amen. What do you do when you are thirsty? Amen. If you are longing for something, maybe it's a domestic problem, or maybe it's financial issues, or maybe it's sickness. What do you do? Amen. The Lord, the word of God is questioning you and I. Amen. He said, have you not read what David did when he was unhungered? How he entered into the house of the Lord. Amen. He entered into the temple of God. Hallelujah. God sent the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of the people. That's why Brother Branham said, I just read it here. He said, the Jews one day were standing there drinking water and rejoicing and talking about the manna they ate in the wilderness. And said, Jesus stood in the midst of the people. Amen. Hallelujah. God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to stand right in our midst. Amen. He's everything that we have need of. He's the sure bread. Amen. When you are hungry, when you are thirsty, if you need life, if you need salvation, if you need healing, the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is right in our midst. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, yeah, in Matthew 12, on the Sabbath day, he went to the synagogue. He walked through the cornfields. Amen. On the Sabbath day. That's the seventh day of the week. That's a type of the seventh church age. Amen. Hallelujah. He walked through the cornfields. Hallelujah. It's harvest time. The Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples, they came and walked through the cornfields. There's a scripture that says after he came from being tempted, baptized by John and tempted by the devil, the Bible says he came to Nazareth where he was brought up to Galilee and living. The Bible says that his custom was. That was his custom. Amen. He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Amen. That was the custom of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is our custom? Amen. What is your custom as an individual? Hallelujah. But the Lord Jesus Christ went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Amen. And Brother Branham said a synagogue is a gathering of people. Amen. It's an assembly. Sometimes it's for good, sometimes it's bad. Amen. He said the same word that's used for synagogue is different from the word that's used for church. Church means, he said, the church means called out ones or those that have been summoned. Amen. He said, but synagogue is a gathering. Hallelujah. But the Lord Jesus Christ, as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Amen. And the Bible says the book was delivered unto him. Amen. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes in our midst, we want him to speak. Amen. Who else is the better person to speak? Amen. How appropriate. When he entered into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, the Bible says the book was delivered unto him. Amen. He's the only one worthy. Amen. To take the book. Amen. He's the only one worthy to look upon the book. Amen. The only one worthy to read the book. Amen. The only one worthy to lose the seals thereof. Amen. And he read from the book. Amen. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Amen. He hath anointed me to preach glad tidings to the meek. Amen. The recovery of sight to the blind. Amen. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. And he closed the book. Amen. And handed it back to us. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. But that was his custom. Amen. He went to the synagogue. Hallelujah. Bringing forth the bread of life. The Lord sent him in armies. Amen. And God is, when he came, he questioning the people now. He said, what do you do when you are thirsting for righteousness? Amen. Hallelujah. We see Bible examples, Bible examples. Many people are thirsting for success. Hallelujah. If you want success, if you want prosperity, hallelujah, have not you read what David did? Amen. Hallelujah. Seek the face of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to overcome sin, if you want to conquer the world, amen, and live above the world, above sin, above Satan, amen, then see what David did. Amen. He was a great example. When David was anhungered, amen, when he was in the midst of his great trials, hallelujah, went through many difficulties, how did he overcome? Amen. He partook of the showbread. Amen. And Brother Branham said, Christ was that showbread. Amen. He is the rock. He was the rock that was in the wilderness. Amen. And he's still the rock today. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is our healer. Amen. Everything that we have need of is in him. Hallelujah. We need to seek his face. Seek his righteousness. Hallelujah. Then we'll have victory over the world, over sin, over Satan. Amen. Over everything that comes our way. We look at God's word and we overcome. Amen. Many people are thirsting for something. Amen. These Pharisees were thirsting, amen, for something. They came very close to the word of God, like the rich young ruler. He ran. Amen. He was a rich man. A young man, the Bible says, and a ruler. Amen. That's the kind of a guy that many people would like to associate with today. He's rich. Amen. And young. And he was a ruler. Many dads will be proud of him to introduce him as their son. Amen. Many moms would like their daughters to marry to somebody like that. Amen. Many young men would like to associate with him. Hallelujah. But he was still thirsting for something. Amen. Hallelujah. And he ran and he came to the right house, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, good master. Amen. He knelt down. He said, what shall I do that I might receive eternal life? Amen. Well, you see, the Lord Jesus said, have you not read what David did? Amen. When he was anhungered. Amen. When David went to the house of the Lord, amen, he did what the priest told him to do. Amen. Amen. The priest said, I don't have crates. Amen. This rich young ruler probably wanted crates from the Lord. Amen. But the Lord don't have crates. He has the word of God to tell you and I. Amen. He said he must be born again. Amen. That's his word. That's hallowed bread. Amen. When David went to the house of the Lord, the priest said, I only have hallowed bread here, sanctified. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord is sanctified. Amen. If he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's hallowed bread. Amen. We don't have creeds. Hallelujah. Many people go to church and the preachers will give them entertainment. Not our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He has no respect of persons with the faith of God. Amen. If you come to him, he'll tell you the truth. Amen. And David was ready to take whatever the priest gave him, the hallowed bread. Amen. And every Christian is ready to take God at his word. That's the hallowed bread. Amen. But this rich young ruler came. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus said, why are you calling me good? For there is none good but God. Amen. He said, you know the commandments. Love the Lord thy God. He said, all these things I've done from my youth up. Hallelujah. And the Lord Jesus said, go and sell all you have. Give to the poor. Take up your cross and follow me. That's hallowed bread. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ had for us. Amen. Hallelujah. No matter who we are, no matter how many achievements we have in this world, we can be preachers. Goes for me or for anybody. Amen. We have to take God at his word. Amen. Nicodemus came to the Lord Jesus Christ and I've been a minister from my youth. I'm now 80-something years old. He said, you must be born again. Amen. Amen. That's hallowed bread. Amen. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Those that thirst for righteousness, he said, blessed are they that do thirst and do hunger for righteousness. Amen. They shall be filled. Hallelujah. We need to read the Bible. We need to read the Bible. The Lord Jesus read the Bible, the Word of God. Amen. Not weekly or bi-weekly, every day. Amen. The Apostle Paul said the brethren in Berea were more noble. They were more noble than those in Thessalonica because they received the Word of God with all readiness of mind. Amen. Not the Word of man, not the Word of the church, but the Word of God. Amen. They received the Word of God with all readiness of mind and they searched the Scriptures daily. Amen. To see if the things Paul saw, Paul said were so. Amen. They searched the Scriptures daily. Amen. Paul said he met a pillar of fire. Amen. He said, I met him. In the middle of the day, I heard a voice. There was a light that shone round about me and them that journeyed with me. Hallelujah. The voice spoke. Said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And those brethren, they searched the Scriptures daily. Amen. To see the things that Paul said were so. Amen. We got a prophet that God sent us in this generation. Amen. I understand there are many people that are questioning the integrity of the prophet. But let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Our God don't make a mistake. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Our God promised to send us a prophet. He has sent that prophet. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how many people rise up. Amen. Doesn't matter how many people say whatever they want to say. Hallelujah. The bride of Christ is receiving the word of God. Amen. We know we are standing. Amen. Jesus said the sheep understand his voice. Amen. You understand his voice. When God sends a prophet, the people of God, they know exactly. When God sent Moses, amen, those that are ordained, they knew, amen, that he was a prophet of God. The same thing today in the generation we are living in. Hallelujah. God has never left us without a witness. Amen. He has never left us without a witness. Amen. He sent the light, the gospel. Amen. Took a man and used him mightily. Hallelujah. To fulfill his word that he has promised in this day and age that we are living in. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So when people take the word of God, hallelujah, and they do what the Lord Jesus tells them to do, said, read the Bible and pray and seek the face of God, God will open their eyes. Amen. He has a sure bread to give us. Amen. In the Bible, in Revelation, Revelation 1, the Bible says the entire book is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, blessed is he that readeth. Amen. The Lord Jesus said to read. Haven't you read what David did? Blessed is he that readeth and they that heareth the words of this prophecy. Amen. It's a prophetic book. The Bible is a prophetic book. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything we read here was shadows and types. Amen. Pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything was pointing to him. David was a type of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I love what we just read. The Lord Jesus said how he entered into the house of the Lord. Amen. He entered into the temple of God. Amen. When he was in distress, amen, when he was in need, David just knew what to do. Hallelujah. Amen. He was an example to every Christian. Amen. And I'm going to read again something about Branham. He said, another great event that I wouldn't forget to call. This was in a message, Why Little Bethlehem? Amen. He said, another great event that I wouldn't forget to call. That was when David was in his worst of time. Amen. When he was a fugitive. Said he had already been anointed. He knew what he was to be. He was to be king. God said so. And yet he was hated. He was standing in between two great deep fires. Amen. Hallelujah. Where are you standing this morning? Amen. David was a fugitive. He was hated. And standing between two great deep fires. Amen. He said, here was the Philistines on one side after him. Here was Saul on the other side. And he was a man without a nation. Amen. Just as the church stands today, the true living church of God, without a denomination or anything else, she stands alone, but yet she's had the anointing poured on her. She knows what she is. Amen. How in the world can it ever come to pass? The devil on both sides driving at David. Amen. He had taken refuge in strongholds in the wilderness and in caves, trying to hide out with a little band of faithful warriors, just a few believing like him. But those men believed God that thou would be the king. Amen. Amen. There's a few men that was with David. Amen. They knew they were inspired. They knew that this would be the king. Amen. Even though it doesn't seem like, even though at this moment, amen, David was in two great deep fires. Hallelujah. And so he's a true believer today. We know that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming. Amen. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. The Bible says the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. Amen. And the true believer is watching for his coming. Amen. He said, so is the believers today who is hid out from place to place. But yet they know who is coming to be king. Amen. I don't care who is going to be president. We know he is coming. And looks farther away than ever he did. When science is trying to overrule, say, they can build a man, they can do this, or they can take a rabbit and take the pollen and make another rabbit and so forth, trying to disprove God's word. Yet, there is a people who believe God, who stands just as pat as they ever did. No matter what comes or goes, they still believe God. God is right. Amen. They hold to God's unchanging hands. In the midst of battle, in the midst of tears, in the midst of sickness and death and everything, they still hold to God's unchanging hand. They know that he is coming king. Amen. Amen. David and those faithful warriors, they were with him. Amen. And so in the true believer today, we cling unto the word of God. We look at what Jesus said. Amen. And we stay with the word of God. Amen. If he said, have you not read what David did? Hallelujah. We need to read what David did when he was 100. We have many, many Bible believers in the Bible. Examples, what they did when they were in circumstances. Amen. Hallelujah. We read about Hannah. Amen. When she was in need. What did she do? The Bible says her adversary provoked her daily, Saul, greatly. Amen. For to make her fret. Hallelujah. Hannah needed a baby. She needed a child. Hallelujah. And she had an adversary. And we have an adversary today according to the Bible. Amen. The Bible said, be sober, be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, walketh about like a roaring lion. Amen. That's your adversary. Amen. And Anna's adversary was provoking her very sore. But what did she do? Amen. Have you not read what she did? The Bible says she went into the temple of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And prayed. Hallelujah. When you are in distress, go into the house of the Lord. Amen. And the house of the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He said, what house will you build me? Amen. A body as thou prepared me. Amen. Christ is the bread of life. He is God's provided place of worship. Amen. That's who the believer seeks. Hallelujah. That's who, when we want to overcome the world, we seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But these Pharisees, hallelujah, they were misquoting scriptures. Amen. When you stray away from God's provided way for your day, you are going to misrepresent the word of God. Amen. Everybody that strays away from God's word, amen, and question the word of God, they are going to misrepresent the word of God. Amen. And many times when people do that, they don't know that they are doing that. Amen. The Pharisees were misrepresenting the word of God. Amen. There's another scripture when they said they caught a woman in adultery. Amen. They were just trying to question God's word. Amen. They said they caught the woman in the very act of adultery that Moses commanded them, they said, to stone such somebody. Amen. But they were misrepresenting the word of God. That's not what Moses commanded them. Amen. Moses said, if a man and a woman commit adultery, you take both of them and bring them and stone them. Amen. So if they only bring one of them, that's a misrepresentation of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And there the devil does that. He'll add to the word and take away from the word. Amen. But whenever they come to Christ, Christ is the word. Amen. And the word of God always corrects the error. Amen. The word of God corrects the error. Amen. He will detect the error and corrects the error. Amen. Every time. In every age. Amen. When people add to the word of God, no matter how nice or how reasonable they seem, as long as they are creeds, God will not ever will never accept an error. Amen. He had never accepted an error before, and he does not do that now. He had never vindicated anything that's wrong. Amen. God always vindicates the right thing. Amen. God always vindicates his word. Amen. He will not vindicate the creeds of man. Amen. People will come and fundamentally they will seem to be right. Amen. They will say, oh, you know, you can take examples in the Bible. They can do everything. Moab did everything that Israel was doing. Amen. When those prophets gathered together to Ramoth Gilead, the fundamentals, everything was right, seemingly. Hallelujah. But God will never vindicate an error. Amen. God always vindicates his word. Amen. He looks at his word. When people misrepresent the word of God, he'll not vindicate that. Amen. And we have a message today. Malachi 4 promised to send us Elijah the prophet. Amen. And God vindicates that word. Anything that's contrary to that, God will never vindicate. He had not vindicated before. He doesn't do that now. He will never do that. Amen. But when God interprets his word, he vindicates that word. Amen. He brings his word to pass. That's the interpretation of his word. Amen. When he brings it to pass, amen, he interprets his word. Hallelujah. So we read the scripture. I said, have you not read what David did? Look at the believers. It's like any Bible believers you want to take and see what they did. Amen. When they are in distress, see what they did. Hallelujah. Take Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What did they do? Hallelujah. When they signed laws, hallelujah, the king, a ruler, have signed the bills, and they passed the bills, and the senators and the lawyers, they all come and write, and the president come and say, and sign this. It doesn't matter what happens. Amen. When you stand with God and say God at his word, see God in action. Amen. It don't matter how many laws they write. It doesn't matter how many laws President Trump signs. If they are contrary to the word of God, the Christian don't need to be afraid. Amen. Just look at the scriptures. Amen. Have you not read what Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego did? Amen. Have you not read what they did? Hallelujah. When the trials came, when the persecution arose, see what the scripture says. Amen. See what they did. Look at the Shunammite woman. What did she do when she was in need? Amen. When the devil came and attacked her son, what did she do? Hallelujah. She did not complain. She said, all is well. Amen. Amen. All is well. It's all well with you. It's all well with your husband. It's all well with your child. She said, all is well. Amen. And all is well this morning, brothers and sisters. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, everything is well. Amen. As long as the Lord, amen, whenever you step, you don't even have to, when you look up, you see the sun shining. It's a testament that the Son of the living God is there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When the natural sun shines, it shows there's a natural life. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's a sign that there's a spiritual son of God. And as long as he's alive, all is well. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing present, nothing future. Death, no nothing. Amen. Haven't you read? Hallelujah. What Martha did? When her brother died, Lazarus. What did the Christians, the believers do? Amen. Look at the scriptures. The Lord Jesus says, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. He said, they testify of me. Amen. When the Christians, the believers are in need, they seek the face of God. Amen. Peter said, so whom would we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. Amen. When they don't know what else to do, they don't know where to turn. Amen. What did they do? Amen. Look at the scriptures and find your consolation in the scriptures. Amen. When Paul was in the midst of the sea and the ship was being tossed, hallelujah, and the demons, this messenger for that day, Satan wanted to drown him. And there were waves tossing the ship up. Hallelujah. And there was a lightning flashing and the thunders were roaring. And Brother Branham said the demons with glee and laugh at every lightning strike. Amen. They are happy. Hallelujah. Haven't you read what Paul did? Hallelujah. He went, he found a secret closet somewhere and speak to the Lord. Amen. The angel of the Lord came to him. Hallelujah. Said, be of good cheer. There will not be any loss of man's life. Amen. Amen. Stay with the sheep. Hallelujah. We have a messenger that God sent us in the generation. He said, I preach what Paul preached. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He preached what Paul preached. Hallelujah. Paul said, stay with the sheep. Amen. That's what Paul preached. No matter how much the waves and the billows are tossing the ship this way or that way, how many critics rise up, how many demons will laugh and glee. Hallelujah. Stay with the sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul said, they stood by me this very night. Amen. The angel of God, whose servant I am. Amen. Hallelujah. When God sends a man, hallelujah, that man's language is different from the ordinary the street dialect. Amen. It's different from the dialect of the religious people. Amen. Amen. Whenever a messenger of God comes on the scene, when he speaks, it's different. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ's accent and dialect was different from the religious people of his day. Amen. That's why they were questioning him. Where are you from? Amen. He was a stranger to the church. Hallelujah. The synagogue, they did not know him. Hallelujah. He spoke words that the religious people, the elders of that day, could not speak. Amen. No more Caiaphas could not speak these words. For this cause doth my father love me, I have power to lay my life down, I have power to take it back up again. Amen. Caiaphas, though anointed, he could not speak those words. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When a man comes on the scene, God sends a man, he speaks a language that no ordinary preacher would speak like that. Amen. When Moses came on the scene, hallelujah, when Dathan and Korah and Abiram and all of them, hallelujah, we're going among the congregation trying to murmur, say, this Moses brought us out of Egypt so we could perish. Hallelujah. Trying to convince the congregation to be scattered. Moses spoke, be still. Amen. And see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. His language was different. Amen. And we have a prophet today who was confident. Amen. There were many anointed people when he came on the scene. Amen. When he came from Arizona, come to Jeffersonville, Indiana, stood behind the pulpit. Hallelujah. Met seven angels. I know people question that, but I believe it. Amen. Amen. I believe it with all my heart. Amen. Amen. There's not a demon in the world can tell me anything different. No way. Amen. Satan and all his demons and all the critics cannot tell me any otherwise. Hallelujah. Amen. That prophet of God and stand on the pulpit before the seals. We are preached. And he preached God hiding himself in simplicity. Amen. Hallelujah. His language was different. Amen. Ora Roberts could not speak like him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Billy Graham could not speak like him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just before he preached the seals, he preached God hiding in simplicity. Hallelujah. And he spoke about how somebody questioned him about having a crucifix. You know, they renovated the Branham Tabernacle. He was going to rededicate it. And some brothers brought in a crucifix. They said they made the crucifix out of two olive trees taken from the Middle East. They said from the very spot that the Lord Jesus Christ prayed,
They took olive trees there and made a crucifix, and they put it a part of the Branham tabernacle. And that prophet of God came and said, how appropriate. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He did not tell them to do that. God worked it all out. Amen. Working among the brothers. Amen. Certain brothers were inspired. And he came to rededicate the temple. Hallelujah. Along with the crucifix. And they hung the crucifix right here. And when he stand behind the pulpit, amen, the crucifix was behind him. He was standing to the right. Amen. The brethren placed it there. Hallelujah. They put it there. And he spoke about how somebody questioned him about having carrying a crucifix. He said, when did the Catholic Church have the option to the cross? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, don't you know that the early Christians, they carried a cross with them on their backs? Even the word cross back, we got it from that. Hallelujah. That was their identification when they go somewhere to show that they were Christians. Amen. And he spoke about the two thieves. Amen. On the cross. One on the left and the other one on the right. Amen. Hallelujah. Other robbers could not speak like that. This man of God came with confidence, standing there before the seals were opened. Hallelujah. Amen. Those two thieves. He spoke about himself. He said, as far as stealing anything physically, literally, he said, I've never stolen anything in that way. Amen. He said, but I have misused this time so much that I stole that way. Amen. He said, but I'm thankful that I am the one on the right. Amen. Hallelujah. And he stood there, and the cross was behind, and he was standing on the right side of the cross in the Branham Tabernacle. He said, I'm thankful I'm the one on the right. Amen. No matter how many anointed preachers rise up, amen, and say this and say that. That prophet of God came with boldness before the seals. He said, I'm thankful I am the one on the right. Amen. That thief on the cross, the one on the wrong side, or left side, whichever way you want to call it. Hallelujah. He was very close to the word. Amen. He saw the superficial makeup of the word. He saw the word from an outward, superficial way. He was standing very close. And the other one also was standing very close. Both of them were standing very close to the word of God. Amen. And today we have people that come very close to God's word. Hallelujah. But one is on the wrong side and the other one is on the right side. Amen. And the prophet of God says, I'm thankful that I'm the one on the right. Amen. He said, I preach what Paul preached. I've never heard Billy Graham said anything like that. Amen. Hallelujah. I've not heard Oral Roberts. I've heard Oral Roberts preaching. I've heard Billy Graham preaching. I've not heard them say anything like that. Amen. He said, I'm thankful I'm the one on the right. No matter how many anointed people rise up, how many death dance and chorus, hallelujah, how many websites, he said, I'm thankful I'm the one on the right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And God vindicated what he said. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you not read what David did when he was unhungered? Hallelujah. How he entered into the house of the Lord. Amen. Let us enter into his house. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. In the presence of God, there is a showbread. Amen. As we go into the new year. Amen. The Bible says, forgetting those things which are behind. Amen. Forget the things which are behind. We've made a lot of mistakes. Amen. This year. Hallelujah. We had failed in many ways. Hallelujah. But let us remember what David did. Amen. As we go into the year. The new year, 2018. Hallelujah. How we entered into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us seek the face of God. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgivings, into his courts with praise. Amen. He is our sure bread. Amen. He is the bread of life. He is the tree of life. He is our healing. He is our salvation. He is our redeemer. The Lord Jesus Christ is our everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgetting those things which are behind, Apostle Paul said. Amen. He said, and reaching forth for those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us go forward. Let us seek his face. Hallelujah. The brother Paul, when he preached, he said, remember. In Hebrews 13, remember. Hallelujah. How he has said, I will never leave you. Amen. I will never forsake you. Amen. Don't forget that. Remember that. Bring that to your memory. Amen. When you go to the 2018, he said, remember, he had said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. Man's going to do things to me. Amen. It's going to hurt my spirit. It's going to step on my toe. Hallelujah. But the Lord is my helper. Amen. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. Hallelujah. So remember that. When you, and Brother Branham said he preached what Paul preached. Amen. Those apostles. Amen. You read the Bible and see what they did. When they are in need, when they are hungered. Amen. Peter was put in prison. The Bible says Peter also was put in prison. Amen. But what did they do? What did the believers do? The Bible says prayer was made of the church unto God for him without season. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the word of God. Hallelujah. And find your way. The word of God is your guide. Amen. The word of God. You live the word of God. Hallelujah. And do something contrary to the word of God. Then there's a different result. Hallelujah. You see in the Bible, there was a man, a king, in the name of Ahaziah. He fell from his, the Bible says, from his lattice. Fell down, he got sick. He sent his messengers to the god of Ekron, Beelzebub, to inquire if he would recover of his sickness. Hallelujah. And God sent Elijah the prophet to him. Amen. Is there no God in Israel? Hallelujah. He said, you will not come up from that bed that you have gone up on. Hallelujah. Amen. But see what David did. Hallelujah. Look at the good examples, what they did when they were unhungered. Some people, we don't have time. When they are hungry, they did certain things. Saul, when he was hungry, he was in need, he was in distress, he looked for a witch of Endor. Amen. Don't look for a shortcut in life. Amen. Look at the word of God. Amen. These things that were written aforetimes, they were written for our admonition and for our learning. Amen. We don't have time to go into details into that. Hallelujah. But look at the true people, the men of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says our fathers trusted in him and they were not ashamed. Amen. If you trust in him, you will not be ashamed. He will never fail you. He had never failed. He does not fail now and will never fail. God bless you. Amen. Let us stand. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you again this morning. We thank you for all you have done for us. Thank you for 2017. We thank you for the new year that just around the corner. We are committing our lives into your hand. Our future is in your hand. You are our guide. You are our pilot. Yes, Lord Jesus, we have confidence in you. You are the captain of the host of the Lord. You are that God that guided Israel. You led them through the wilderness, led them through the Red Sea, led them through Jordan, onto the promised land. You are the same God that we serve today. We have confidence in you. We yield our members into your hand. Forgive us of everything wrong we have done. Help us to live right, to live according to your word. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit. Grant and bless your people. We ask, Lord Jesus, Lord, that those things that we have heard this morning, that we become one with them, Lord Jesus. We want to be one with your word. Thank you for all things. Thank you for your grace and mercies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him. Hallelujah. Are we familiar with that song, I believe? Huh? Amen. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, my princess of Galilee. Thank you.
I will dance.